You've got to have the Word every day. Study the Bible, your own Bible, every day. Take some portions of Scripture every day. It's healing to all your flesh. It's life to your flesh. Now that's right. You take God's medicine when you're well and when you're sick. And that medicine is the Word of God.
Jesus is the healer, and He desires for you to live totally free from sickness and disease. Join Gloria Copeland for today's Believer's Voice of Victory as she shares a life-changing message from Healing School.
God's Word, Proverbs 4 says, is medicine to all our flesh. And it says we put it in our eyes, in our ears. It gets down into our heart. And then it comes back out our mouth, hallelujah, with power and faith in it. Bless the Lord. So faith has everything to do with your healing. It has everything to do with your protection. It has everything to do with everything in your life. You've got to have the Word every day. Study the Bible, your own Bible, every day. Take some portions of Scripture every day. It's healing to all your flesh. It's life to your flesh. Now, that's right. You take God's medicine when you're well and when you're sick. And that medicine is the Word of God. Look at 4:20. Let's just look over there. You really need to get this revelation because this is the way you're supposed to live. This is the way you live well. Well, healed. He said in verse 13 in Proverbs 4, he said, take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is your life. The instruction from the Word of God is life to us. And then it says, enter not in the path of the wicked. Go not in the way of evil men. So we obey God. Verse 18 says, but the path of the just and righteous is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is darkness. They don't know at what they stumble. Here's the answer for you. Not to do that. My son, instead of doing that, instead of stumbling in the darkness, attend to my light, my words. And the entrance of God's words give light. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them, the words of God, in the midst of your heart. Now this is God's success formula right here. How do you do that? How do you keep them in your heart where they come up and it'll come out your mouth? You keep them going in your ear and in your eyes, hallelujah. Keep them in front of your eyes, going in your ears. It gets down in your heart. And we know that whatever is in your heart comes out your mouth. So that if you've got trash going in your eyes and your ears, trash is going to come out your mouth. When you need healing, when you need power, you're going to have trash. That's just the way it is. Whatever you put in there, and the world's got plenty of trash. They're selling plenty of trash. The world's crazy. The world's going to hell in a handbasket. People that don't know God don't even know right from wrong anymore. They think everything is right. Everything is not right. Sin is wrong. The Ten Commandments are still holding fast. That's right. If it goes against those things, it's wrong. If it goes against the Ten Commandments, it's sin and it's failure. It's sickness, disease, the curse. We have to choose. Choose. The Bible says, choose you this day who you'll serve. This says, for us, we walk in the path of righteousness. We keep the Word of God. In verse 20 it says, incline your ear unto my sayings. Do things my way. Hallelujah. Let the words of God not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health or medicine to all their flesh. The Word of God is God's medicine. You can take it every day. You should take it every day. You should get a big dose of it every day. You can't overdose. You can't get too much. The more you take, the stronger you get, the healthier you get, the more prosperous you get. There's not anything in life that you can do with your time, including your job, that will pay you greater dividends than the Word of God going in your eyes and in your ears and getting in your heart so that it talks to you. How do you know if the Word's in your heart? It will talk to you. You'll hear it. It'll come up. How do you get it in your heart? Can you take a pill? No. Can somebody else do it for you? No. Can you hire somebody to do it? No. You have to do it yourself. You have to put your eyes on the Word and put your ears on the Word. Listen to the Word. Gets down into your heart. It becomes faith. It's available to come out at a moment's notice. I get in the Word every day. I mean, it's very, very rare. Circumstances absolutely beyond my control that I don't get in the Word of God. Why? Because I live by the Word. I mean, I've chosen to walk by faith and I've chosen to live by the Word of God. I can't live by the Word of God if I don't eat it every day. Amen. Glory to God. So however strong you want to be, you determine it's what you do with the Word of God. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health, healing, health to all their flesh. The Word of God is supernatural. It's God's medicine for your flesh. It's God's medicine for your surroundings, your job, your whatever you're going to do, you know, whatever you're doing in life. It's God's medicine for your family. It's God's medicine for your finances. If you've got children problems, get children scriptures. Go over them every day. Believe you receive when you pray. Don't go to God and talk about how bad He is. Now give God something to work with. What's He going to do? Agree with you? And then look what happens. Now you give God something to work with. You stand on the scriptures that promise deliverance for your children. And give God something to work with and it'll come to pass. Hallelujah. So the 22nd verse is, they, the words of God, are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence. And above, for out of it are the issues of life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let's look at, I'm going to save that one till right before we pray. I want to look at the ministry of Jesus some today. Let's just look at how easy Jesus was to heal, to receive healing from. Look at Luke. Let's look at Luke 5. We're going to look at Jesus the healer. He's the one that's healing here today. He hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still operates the same way. He was so willing to heal, so eager to get people delivered. Let's just look at a few places here. In Luke 5, let's look at verse 3. Wait, where do I want to start? Let's look at 12. Go down to 12. And it came to pass. Well, he had just had the miracle of the fishes, you know, in chapter 5. He told them where to fish, even though they'd toiled all night. At his word, they let down their net in a different place, and they got this huge net-breaking, boat-sinking load of fish. A miracle catch. And so then they followed him. He took the disciples. They became disciples. Simon became a disciple. John, James. And it came to pass in verse 12, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And he Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Hallelujah. Look at let's see what else we want to look at. Here in verse 17. It came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee. So the professionals were there. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which had the palsy. Now in the Amplified it says he was paralyzed. He couldn't walk. They had to carry him on a bed. They sought means to bring him in and lay him before him, Jesus, lay him before Jesus. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up on the roof, they went up on the housetop and let him down through the tiling, with his couch into the midst of before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, Jesus can see your faith this morning. You know, you might look good to me, but he knows when you're using your faith and when you're not. He sees your faith. Now, this morning, when we pray, you're going to give him something to work with. You'll be receiving his word right now, believing his word right now. And when we pray, you begin to do what you couldn't do before. Give God something to work with. Let him see your faith. When he saw their faith, you know, I don't know that he saw the man's faith, but he saw these fellas that were letting him down through the roof. He saw their faith. He said unto them, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Of course, if you had a few friends that wanted to bring you over to the convention center today and you couldn't get in the door and they said, well, we'll just go up and tear the roof off. If you didn't have a certain amount of faith yourself, you'd say, I don't think that's a good idea. So I believe the man did have faith. He said, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees, they saw this miracle before their face. And they began to reason, saying, who is this that speaks such blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, why reason you in your heart? Is it easier to say, your sins be forgiven, or to say, rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say. See, Jesus is using his words. He operated with faith just like you're supposed to. I say unto thee, arise, take up your couch, and go into your house. And immediately he rose up and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. Hallelujah. Take up your bed and get with it. Now that's what we're going to do this morning. When we pray, we're going to release our faith. Jesus is here. He always comes to healing school. We never had healing school that people didn't get healed. So I know he's here. And they were all amazed and they glorified God. Hallelujah. Let me see where I want to go from here. Look at Luke 6 in verse 6, just right next door. So the scribes, those professionals, are after him again. They're here too. It said, in verse 4, he went into the house of God. Jesus was preaching a sermon. And he said unto them that the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbaths. Verse 6. And it came to pass on another Sabbath that he entered in the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. His right hand was deformed. It was shrunk. It was unusable. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him. You know, they say if you're on fire, people will come see you burn. Well, that's true. They watched. They didn't want to participate, but they were looking to see how they could trap him, really. The scribes and the Pharisees, but they didn't seem to slow him down any. The scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. Isn't that a sad commentary? But he knew their thoughts and said to the man which had the withered hand, "Rise up, stand forth in the midst." And he rose up and stood forth. "I will ask you one thing," he said to them, to the Pharisees, to the professionals. "Is it unlawful to on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save life or destroy it?" And looking round about upon them all, he said to the man, "Stretch forth your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Here is this man here. He was all gimped up. His little hand wasn't normal. It didn't match the other hand. Jesus had a lot of opposition present. Did it bother anything? No. Just gave him something to work with. He said, "Stretch forth your hand." There it went. Glory to God. Jesus is the healer. He's the one that heals you today. It doesn't really matter whether you're paralyzed, whether you've got a missing part, whether you need a new eye, a new liver, a new kidney, whether you need life in your legs. Jesus is the healer. And when we pray, he's the one you're looking to. I'm giving you the word. Preach the word. Faith comes. But Jesus is the healer. He's the one that's with you when you're at home and you're not in a healing service. Symptoms come on you. What do? You do the same thing you do here. When you get on the Word of God and you command sickness and disease to depart from you in the name of Jesus. He said, "Stretch forth your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the others. And wouldn't you think those professionals would be glad about that? Here's a man that had his hand messed up probably most of his life or all of his life. Now it's straight, but look what happened in verse 11. They were filled with madness. That's a sick people. They were filled with madness when this man got healed. And they communed with each other what they might do to Jesus. We don't ever want to be a Pharisee or against the move of God. Sometimes you might not understand what somebody does. And you might not know that it's in the Bible, and it could be in the Bible and you didn't know it. Just think, we might not know everything. So the best thing for us to do is to not volunteer to be a judge. That's the safest place. If it's not in your business, don't mess with it. Hallelujah. That'll help you stay well too. And so, let's see what we want to do. Where do I want to go? It says here in verse 17 in Luke 6, says, "He came down with them and stood in the plain in the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea, Jerusalem, from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear and to be healed." They came to hear and they came to be healed of their diseases. "And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all." Who is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Virtue is going out of him by his Spirit to heal all. Every person that will give him something to work with today, call faith, can receive.
Turn right.
Imagine knowing where to go at every turn, how to find your way even if you got lost.
Make a legal U-turn.
And having the confidence that you'll reach your final destination. Most people believe God has a plan for their lives, but with so many roads to choose, how do you know if you're on the right path?
You have arrived at your destination.
In God's Master Plan for Your Life, Gloria Copeland shares 10 keys to fulfill your destiny and help you find and connect to God's perfect will. God has the answers to all of your needs, and He has a personalized plan for every area of your life. Gloria's latest book will encourage and inspire you to trust God and believe Him for His plan. Even if you've taken a wrong turn along the way, God can get you back on course and put you on the right path. Discover God's master plan for your life and allow the blessing of God to change your life forever. Pre-order God's Master Plan for Your Life before May 1st and receive as a bonus the brand new 60-minute DVD absolutely free. Reserve your copy today and receive the book and the bonus DVD, a $40 value, for a special price of $19.95, including shipping, handling, and taxes. The bonus DVD is an exclusive offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available only through this pre-order special. Order God's Master Plan for Your Life online at kcm.org.
Of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed. Be healed. Be healed.
We were living and ministering in South Texas. We were in the Rio Grande Valley when I started developing this bronchial condition and congestion in my chest. And when we moved to the Northwest, it just got worse to the place where I couldn't take a deep breath. Every breath, there was congestion, hacking, phlegm, coughing, and it just grew worse. It interfered with my preaching and teaching. It interfered with my singing. I'm a worshiper. It's exasperating. I said to my wife before we came to this meeting, I said, honey, I am not leaving this meeting without knowing that I've been delivered from this condition, this bronchial condition. I'm going to receive it. I'm not leaving. When Brother Copeland stood up there, and the first thing he starts with is bronchial conditions, pneumonia, infections, you know, respiratory problems. Yes, that's mine. I got it. And I nudged my wife, and I all of a sudden I just felt this burning right here, and I said, I got it. I started taking deep breaths. I said, honey, I can breathe deep. I have been standing on the word. I've been declaring it. And in the middle of my preaching, I'd even say, Satan, you're not doing that to me. I refuse this. I refuse to cough. I refuse this stuff. And I just, even though the enemy would say, gotcha. I said, no, you don't. The word is more powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it's going to divide you from me. I'm a testimony to the fact that by His stripes, I was healed.
Ragnar was determined to get his healing, and he wasn't going to leave until he got it. Now, that's what it takes. You have to be strong on your receiving part. And he got healed. He can preach without coughing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is the healer. He's the Savior. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you haven't been born again, just say, Jesus, I make you the Lord of my life. And healing is just as easy to receive. Receive your healing. Just say, Jesus, you're the healer. I receive you right now as the healer of my body. Body, I command you to be healed. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Now, I'm entering into that with you. I speak to your body to be healed. Be made whole. Receive your healing right now in Jesus' name and begin to do what you couldn't do before. We act on it. Begin to say, I'm healed. Thank God I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. Stand on healing scriptures. Believe God. Don't quit. If you pray that prayer with us and you made Jesus the Lord of your life, we'll send you the salvation package free. That's absolutely free. It's quite a few books. We want you to know what God has for you. And the new product offer this time is God's Master Plan. He has a plan for you. And if we'll get into the Word of God, we'll find out what that plan is, and we can walk in the blessing of God. It's God's will. Part of that blessing is healing. Part of it is increase. Part of it is prosperity. Part of it is having your needs met. So I want to encourage you to get the book. This is a pre-order, and if you'll get your order in now, we're going to give you a special DVD that you'll enjoy, a 60-minute edition, absolutely free, and you'll get your book as soon as it comes off the press. You know, it's feeding on the Word of God. Now, in this book, it's God's master plan for your life. I share a lot of the Word of God with you, but I also share things with you that Ken and I have learned through the years that has changed our lives. It's God's will for us to walk in victory. It's God's will for us to walk in blessing. It's God's will for us to walk in healing. He's got a place, a plan for every one of us. And if we'll give Him time, we'll give Him our time, He will manifest Himself and He will talk to us and He'll reveal things to us. So how does that come? By spending time in the Word of God, by learning to flow with Him instead of against Him. Join me again for Healing School tomorrow. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org. 2008 marks the 30th year of Healing School taught by Gloria Copeland in our Believers' Conventions and Victory Campaigns. Make plans now to attend a convention or a victory campaign near you. Remember, this is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
And He sent His Word to heal you, sent His Word to save you, sent His Word to fill you, sent His Word to love you.
Jump in to the fullness of blessing. Get totally immersed in God's Word at the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location, come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. Come expecting an encounter with God. With Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for junior high and high school, there's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.
As time ticks closer to eternity, will God find faith in the earth? Make sure He finds it in you. Walk through the open door of faith, victory, and power with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Step into your destiny through the word-based teachings of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Be encouraged by the real-life stories of other believers and so much more. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, transforming lives through the power of God's Word.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Whatever is wrong with you today, the devils or sickness or disease, the power of God is present to heal and to deliver you. You only have to receive it.